the local links have certainly helped a little bit, and certainly you have the Sligo double railway line. We need trains coming from maybe Carrick and Shannon and Longford into Sligo in the morning, but all these things help. And I just, again, I say, when we had that awful issue, and maybe you might elaborate on the Milligan and Belbulben court, which I said last week, the developer put the two fingers up to everybody. Is there anything that we could have done or we can do to stop that kind of greed happening again, which effectively put a shortage of beds? But again, I want to thank the student unions and yourselves and all the stakeholders for, you know, the work that you did with the enabling people with the extra room or the rental room, and that it actually helped, but it's only putting a plaster on a very difficult situation. Finally, I'm looking forward to your views, what we can do, and I speak as a member of government. We need to borrow funds. You need to be given every tool in the box to enable you to deliver the student accommodation. And again, if student accommodation is at 500 apartments or in Sligo town or Letterkenny or at Loan or wherever, it takes the pressure off housing. So it's a no-brainer. And I just want to ask yourselves, what do you think more that the government can do in this strategy that's coming up pretty soon? But again, I want to thank you for the great work you do, and you're very welcome in here today.
The specific question that Deputy Fianna asked about the issues in Sligo, which are well publicised in terms of the space that was lost to the student population. I think going forward, my understanding is that purpose-built student accommodation will come with planning for students, and it will require a change in planning, hopefully in the future, where it won't be easily taken out of the student population, and if it's meant for students, it will remain for students. I think that's important going forward. Sure.